Eddie Chavez. Ruben Nava. And Jesse Romero. Jesus 911.
Jesus 911 on Virgin.
Pull Patrol, Jesus 911, two-man car. Jess and Anita, husband and wife team on Fridays. We're talking about spiritual warfare today.
Got a little.
We got a little interruption there.
Hold on.
Okay.
All right, let's start this over. Jesus 911 on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. My name's Ruben Nava. My partner is Jesse Romero. We make up a two-man car here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And Jesse, good morning. We're gonna be having a special guest on today.
Well, I'm reporting for duty, and I'm ready to always go 10A for Jesus, 10A for the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let's do it.
All right. Hey, we are, just want to remind people, we are the FBI, Faithful Believing Intercessors. We are the DOJ, Disciples of Jesus. We are the CHP, Catholics Helping People. We believe the CIA, Christ is alive. We aim to ATF, Assemble the Faithful. And we seek the DEA, denounce every abomination. We teach the LAPD, love attracts people definitely, or love attracts pride destroys, and we will LASD, love and sacrifice daily, so that we can leave all sin destroyed. Those are our acronyms for the day.
Good acronyms.
Yeah. Those.
I love it. Yeah.
Anyway.
Did you say CIA? Catholics in Action?
I said Catholic. Christ is alive. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Mine is Catholics in Action. Same thing.
Nice.
Well, how about FBI too? Also, you threw that one in there, right?
Faith, mine believing, is intercessors.
Firm Believers In.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have a special guest on the line. He's a young man that I became acquainted with. He's a deputy out of the East Los Angeles station. And so my old stomping grounds, your old stomping grounds, Jesse.
Do they still call it Fort Apache?
They still call it Fort Apache, but they just can't say. We'll ask them. We'll ask them. All right, we have a special guest named Joe Garnica. Joe, are you with us?
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for being with us today. And God bless you for all that you're doing out there in the communities. Those inner city communities, they definitely need you guys out there and doing the Lord's work. So thank you for what you've done and what you have been doing.
Let me tell this young guy, Joe, let me just tell you something in case you haven't heard it, that law enforcement is a God-ordained profession. It's beyond human. It's beyond civil government. It's a profession that's given to us in the Bible. And so I just want to let you know that it takes a brave person, male or female, to be a cop these days. And you guys are literally, you've probably heard that phrase, hey, let's go do the Lord's work. That's literally what cops do, because when you're bringing peace and order in a society, that's basically an extension of what Jesus Christ left us. So I just want to salute you for being out there. Ruben?
Yeah. Hey, just so tell the folks, the listeners, a little bit about yourself. Where'd you grow up? You don't have to tell us where you live, obviously, but where'd you grow up? Where high school did you go to? And you a cradle Catholic or a convert or what?
So I grew up in unincorporated Whittier, went to Pioneer High School, and I was a cradle Catholic. I was raised in the Catholic Church and with my parents going and all that stuff. So that was that's pretty much the background right there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're married, right, with kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Married for 10 years.
Oh, nice. Okay. At what age did you feel the calling to become a deputy sheriff?
I would say around 23. I was working as a bouncer, and I started seeing kind of what was going on. You know, I was kind of serving the same purpose, dealing with a lot of the knuckleheads coming in to drink and stuff, mm-hmm. and I realized if I could deal with these guys here, I'm pretty sure I could deal with them out in the street and kind of, maybe do something positive in the community.
Yeah. Right. So how long have you been on now on the department?
5 years.
Five. Okay. And you've been out at East LA for how many?
Three.
Okay. So not that very long. Now, Guess we'll just get right into it. Joe, you had a traumatic incident occurred to you back in 2018, I believe it was, right? September or so?
Yeah, September 2018.
September 2018, yeah. What was this? Was this a routine call, or was it something that, we call like an OBS incident where you observed it, or was this a call for service that you responded to?
It was a call for service. I think it's a call for service, but it ended up being kind of a knobs as well. Just mm-hmm. kind of, knowing the RD, the reporting districts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And what was that call? What was the nature of that call?
So, the call, originally came in as an assault with a deadly weapon, a 245, a
mm-hmm.
Car full of, male Hispanics pointing a gun at people and asking them where they were from. So, a car full of gangsters trying to kind of put work in, as they say.
Yeah. So, and it happened at a park that I'm very familiar with. I rousted a number of, to use your words, knuckleheads out there and handled shootings there and everything. So, very well the area. So you responded there, and did you happen to see the car that was described in the call, or the car in question?
Yeah, so in the call, the call stated it was a black BMW, and then what kind of threw me off was that the license plate said Chorizo.
Ugh.
So it was very a unique identifier, yeah. And I actually was, kind of driving around. I had seen a car prior to that was a black BMW, and so I returned to the area where I saw it, and just as fate would have it, the car was there that I had seen earlier, but there was another black BMW with a license plate that said Chorizo right up on top of it was like a novelty plate.
Okay.
So I located the car and, that was obviously the suspect car.
Having talked to you earlier, you mentioned that your partner was sick that day and didn't come in. So did you have somebody assigned to you to ride with, or what? Who would you have in your car, and what did you give him any instructions?
Yeah, so originally my partner called me like at 10 a.m. said he wasn't going to go to work because he was dealing with some medical stuff. So I already knew ahead of time I was going to be working probably with someone else. And at some point I show up to work and I realized that they never filled the vacancy. So at first, I went in my king car, as they say, to go 10-8 by myself. And then I got a call back saying, hey, you have come pick up a ride-along. So I ended up picking up a dispatcher from the station that was going to do a ride-along with me.
Okay. So I always gave instructions to my ride-alongs just to prepare them in case anything and emergent things happened. And what was your words to her?
Yeah, so, I always thought about that in advance, way before I even went to patrol. I always said if I had a ride along, I was gonna, go over safety protocols with her, he or she, just to make sure that I give them, if anything were to happen, I give them the best chance to be successful out there. So, before I went out, I went over the vehicle, kind of strong points of the vehicle as far as we were to take gunfire. I also went over exiting the vehicle during traffic stops or high risk stops and kind of. Places that I wanted her to position herself in to be, like I said, to be successful. And last thing I told her when we got in the car was, if for whatever reason we're getting shot at while we're inside the car, just, lay across the center console because the engine block will take bullets.
Great. Good advice. And so when you went out there that you saw the car, what transpired? So
I see the car and like they say, the training kicks in. I knew I had to, do a pre-stop coordination, go code 9 and let everybody know where it was at. So we could, try to take the people into custody. So I play everything by the numbers, do everything how I'm supposed to. And it was kind of eerie because, the suspect was driving like, he was just out on a stroll. Driving real slow, using his turn signals, and at some point, he knew that we were behind him, and you know, we just followed him and up until we got to the park in East LA.
Did this happen on the circle on that dead end, or did it happen on, was he in the park itself? Was he on the grass?
So, yeah, we went through the parking lot of the park.
Okay.
And then right before we exited the park, he jumped on the park and drove to the dead end.
Okay. Yeah, so anyway, at some point then you put on your lights and affected the traffic stop, or what happened? How did it come to a stop?
Well, I mean, the situation transpired so fast that the suspect from when he jumped the curb to stopping was maybe a few seconds. So we never actually went into any pursuit or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So we get to the dead end and he can't go any further because there's a fence there.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing one of the guys getting out and running. So of course, you know, knowing the area, we know that this is where they like to get out and bail and run.
Right.
So, you know, that's what I'm thinking. And as I turn my head back to the vehicle, I see the driver on the driver's side of the car out and just in a perfect shooting stance, you know.
Wow.
Just shooting, laying rounds down. And I remember just hearing it sound like firecrackers going off.
Uh-huh.
And
we're coming up on our break, so could you hold that thought? We're gonna come back to hear the rest of your story. So he's in a shooting stance, he's maybe that isosceles, you know, stance, you know, the Weber stance. Anyway, we will be right back. Jesus 911, don't change that dial.
Genesis 1:27 says, God created man in his own image. Male and female he created them. According to Pope St. John the 23rd, it is not true that some human beings are by nature superior and others inferior. All human beings are equal in their natural dignity. May God help us to look upon everyone as a person created in his image and likeness, and treat everyone the same without favoritism or prejudice.
Tummy.
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right, every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, blessed are the peacemakers, for
they shall be called the children of God.
Amen. So we got Joe Garnica on the line, a deputy sheriff for LA County, and we applaud him for being willing to talk about his incident. We're getting to the point where something traumatic happens on this call, and it's kind of bone chilling. When you told me the first time, Joe, I was, you know, I had already heard about it. I read about it, and just hearing it from your own lips, it was, you know, it made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. And so you're at the point where you see the individual could get out of the car, the driver get out, and he's taking a shooting stance, and he starts laying rounds downrange toward your direction. Had you had the chance to get out of your car yet?
No. So as he was shooting, I realized he was shooting. So I remember my ride along later reminded me that the reason she heard me say something. I said the S word, and then I said gun, and when she heard that, along with the gunfire, she ducked her head because she remembered what I had told her. So I knew I was getting shot at, and I was trying to get out of the car as soon as I could. So I was probably, I'd say, 75% out of the car, and I got shot the first time. I got shot in the chest, but I was wearing my bulletproof vest, and it stopped the round.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like someone had punched me in the chest. And so I knew I had got shot, and I remember thinking to myself, you know, obviously, you know, it's everything slows down, kind of like the Matrix, but, you know, everything's going really fast. So I remember trying to get out of my car as fast as I could to roll out and go to the back of my car to get some more cover and get some more distance from the suspect. So as I was doing that, I remember the door was already open. I was putting my foot down on the ground, and it felt like someone hit me across the face with a baseball bat.
Wow.
And I realized immediately, like, I had been shot, because I just felt like a burning sensation throughout my entire face and my neck. So I had got shot in the jaw.
Mm.
I remember falling to the ground, coughing up blood, swallowing blood. And I remember just thinking, like, during it's quick. It happens really fast. I remember thinking, like, don't let me die here.
Was that like a prayer? Were you saying that to God? Was it just a spontaneous statement that you made? Or
well, I didn't talk. I just remember thinking in my head. You know, talking to God. Don't let me die here, because.
Yeah.
You know, I have my wife and I have my kids. And
they came to your mind a lot of times. People that I've talked to that have been shot, their family comes to mind. That, you know, some of the most loved ones come to their head, their thoughts. Anyway,
Definitely, definitely. That was pretty much sums it up. That's what went through my head.
You know, in the academy, Joe, we get bombarded with, you know, in officer safety classes. Get up. You got to get engaged in the, you know, you got to go on the offensive. You got to, you know, you can't quit. You can't lay there. They're going to come and kill you if you lay there. Did some of that stuff come back to you? All the stuff they yell at you at the academy? You fall back on your training.
You fall back on your training. I remember just that fight. I knew I was hit. I didn't know how bad I was. I didn't know, mm-hmm. You know, I know that if it hit a major artery, I was going to bleed out within a few, you know, 30 seconds to a minute. So I knew I had to get up and fight, because I don't know if this guy wanted to, you know, kill all my partners. I didn't know if he wanted to kill my ride along. I don't know if he was going to come over and try to kill me. Innocent people, the park was full of kids. It was 6 PM.
Wow.
So I remember just, you know, getting up and falling back on my training. Until this day, I don't remember. I can't tell you exactly when I drew my weapon. All I know is that when I drew my weapon, I was already out. I just remember raising my hands and my guns in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously I took action, and, you know, the suspect was no longer a threat.
I was able to return fire. Okay. At that point, did you have any backup at any other units there?
Yeah, I had, you know, luckily, thank God, when he finally decided to exit, I already had two units with me.
Okay.
And the cavalry was coming as well.
Okay.
I had two units with me at the park when it happened.
Okay. So I would imagine that there was someone else that returned fire as well, and So you said the suspect was no longer a threat. So just for our audience, that so the suspect was downed. You know, he was hit by gunfire and succumbed to his injuries himself. But no one else on your team, no other deputies got injured. Or did some?
Yeah, actually, the first unit that was behind me.
Oh, that's right.
One of my partners. It's a miracle as well. He got shot right above his collarbone, and missed the vest. Getting the vest, went above his collarbone and exited his shoulder, missing every artery you could hit in there, and you know, millimeters is what it was, and.
Miracle. Hey, Joe, and now one of the bullets struck your windshield. Would that have been anywhere close to where your ride-along was sitting?
Yeah, so the suspect hit my car three times, two on my front windshield. And if my ride-along wouldn't have, if I wouldn't have gone over those, you know, basic safety rules with my ride-along, there's a good chance she would have been struck by gunfire.
Wow.
Joe, let me ask you a question. Was this a suspect who went to his particular judgment? Was he a known gang member in the area? Was he was he some guy with a long record in and out of jail? Was he some notorious crook, or was it just kind of an opportunist and just didn't want to get pulled over by you guys?
No, he was a gangster. He was a known gang member, documented gang member.
Okay.
Had a lengthy record, and he didn't want to go back to prison.
Got it. I'm going to throw something else in the mix, Joe, just in case you're not aware. A lot of the gang members right now, especially the Latino gang members, and most people don't think about it. And I know the term in the Sheriff's Department and the Academy, they're dirtbags. They're not dirtbags. They're evil. A dirtbag is that statement is downplays what they are. They're evil. Most of these Hispanic gang members have rejected their Catholic faith. They reject God by their actions, if not vocally. And a lot of these guys are involved in Santeria, Santa Muerte, Macumba, Voodoo, witchcraft. They're involved in the occult. You're dealing with people that hate Christ, though they may live around us. And these are people that are just totally committed to Satan and the works of evil. So, number one, I applaud you because there's two teams on planet Earth. You got Team Jesus and you got Team Satan. And I applaud you the fact that you're part of Team Jesus and you got the injuries to show for it. Ruben?
Hey, Joe. Now, you mentioned something that you have a devotion to St. Michael. He's the patron saint of police officers. You attribute anything to this, you coming out successful in this? To St. Michael,
Definitely.
Tell us about that.
I know I spoke with.
Yeah.
I spoke with you. It's kind of. I mean, it's a round story. But my wife, Father's Day that year, actually, she got me a St. Michael pendant to put on my chain that I have a cross on. So, St. Michael's been in my is the patron saint of my mom's little town in Mexico, and growing up, I've always seen him on the wall, always knew who he was, knew what he stood for, good versus evil. And, I can't tell you 100% inconclusively, but I would say that it is something strongly, you know, along with Jesus Christ and God that saved me that day. You know, why I'm able to be here and speak with you guys as opposed to, you know, no longer being here.
Hey, Joe, were you practicing your faith before you got into this incident?
Yeah, I mean, I actually owe a lot to my brother-in-law, Philip, who actually turned me to Jesse's audiobooks way before I even became a deputy.
There you go. See?
But yeah.
All right.
It's hard, obviously, when you're a deputy to make all the commitments that you have to make. But yeah, I mean, I've always had a strong faith. I talk with God whenever I can't, when I can't go somewhere, but I'm there.
Yeah.
I believe.
Joe, you said the most important thing right now. This is important because you know, people drive to work and they drive back to work. And, you know, when you're on patrol, you said the most important thing right now for every Catholic to hear. Just let's keep that communication with God throughout the day. When you're working out, you're jogging, you're in your patrol car, you're driving home. Just that little communication with God. Hey, Lord, protect me. I love you, Lord. Protect my family. Keep me safe. That stuff is powerful. What you just said right now, just that those little conversations with God throughout the day, if every cop would do that, dude, you would be seriously armored up, because that's all God wants. That's all God wants is that communication with his sons, because we are sons of God. So continue doing that for the next, you know, 25 years. Just those little, you know, little conversations with God throughout the day. Those are, that's a powerful form of prayer. Ruben?
Yeah. You know, yeah, Joe, it's also a man in uniform with a faith to fall back on. That's powerful, too. People look to you when they know you're a man of faith out there, and they see you in uniform, and you're like a warrior. The community will appreciate that even more. Your partners will appreciate it. You know, wear your faith on your sleeve, and don't be ashamed of it, because I'm telling you, you know, in my story, I had tried to get all the respect the wrong way, and then when I started practicing my faith, and that's when I really got the respect, because people look to people, you know, someone who believes in something, somebody who stands for something. If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. So we applaud you for being out there on the front lines. Now, according to our last conversation, you said you still have not been able to go back 10-8 just yet, right? You're still recovering from your injuries?
Yeah, I'm still waiting. And, you know, like the way that I look at it is, everything is God's plan. Everything happens for a reason. God never closes the door without opening another one.
Amen.
I know whatever my purpose is, or whatever my calling is going to be, it's going to happen. And I'm not going to rush things and be, you know, stubborn, because, you know, God gives you the ability and puts you in positions to do things, and you just got to, you know, take them for what they are, as opposed to complaining about things.
Yeah. Hey, in the last minute that we got coming up, our last 30 seconds, any last words that you want to impart to our first responders that are listening?
Just keep the faith and always be, you know, be strong, and make sure whatever it is that you're standing for is the right thing, you know?
Amen.
Do the right thing.
That's right.
All right, Joe, thank you for being with us, and we'll talk again. God bless you.
All right, thank you.
Be safe.
God bless you, Joe.
Thank you. Jesus 911, we'll be right back. You're not going to want to miss this next talk.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com, code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us, by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time, because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
We are back, Jesus 911. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
And that, amen.
That last call.
Oh, what a brave young man! Yes. I could just see. Here's what I could hear in his voice, and it just emitted right through his conversation. It's called the gift of fortitude, and that's something that you receive at baptism, and it's strengthening confirmation. That type of supernatural courage, it only comes from somebody who's received the grace of Christ through the sacraments, and you can just see this young man. He's going to be forever impacted in a positive way as a result of this situation, because he's going to appreciate death, judgment, heaven, and hell, and just the rest of his life even more so than the average person because of what he's gone through.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Ruben, what's good, and I'm glad that we have this show, because I hear this over and over again. People will take our show, Jesus 911, and they'll send it to family members of theirs that are first responders, especially cops or guys in the military. And then you'll hear somewhere down the line, like he said, yeah, somebody turned me on to this show, you know, and it helped me out. And it starts forming them and getting them closer to Jesus, getting them closer to Our Lady. So I'm just glad to be just a little link of the chain.
That's right. And one last thought or message to Joe is that, remember, God kept you alive for a reason. Now it's your job to find out what that reason is. He wants you on his team. So,
yeah.
You know, keep up the good fight and always stay close to our Lord and our Lady.
Yeah. The last thing I'll say to Joe, if he's listening, is this. On a natural level, his mission is to be, the best a cop for Christ, and to be a holy husband and a holy father.
That's right.
And his supernatural vocation is to get himself and his family to heaven. But on the natural level, he's called to fight the good fight against evil right now in uniform. And there's a lot of it right now.
Amen. Just
speaking of evil, Ruben.
Yeah, the Democratic Party. 21.
Yeah, this is a really good article here.
Yeah, go ahead, start it off, Jess.
It's called 21 Ways the Devil is Using the Democrat Party to Destroy America.
Yep.
21 ways. And it's just so telling, but let's just get right into it here. It says, The author of the article says, I lived in the D.C. area for 24 years, worked across from the White House, taught the Bible weekly to 2,000 young people 10 minutes away. Positioned in the heart of the Capitol, we prayed for the government each meeting, as the Bible says we should in 1 Timothy 2, 1-4. We convinced our call to stand against the schemes of the devil, as it says in Ephesians 6, chapter 11 and 12. And this writer, Larry Tomczak, says, on our watch, we witnessed the exposure and removal of a president and vice president for the first time in U.S. history. And the time has come to acknowledge spiritual realities. And this is a powerful statement. The devil is using the Democrat Party to destroy America. And if we don't awaken, our children will soon awaken in a nation unrecognizable to us today. Now, I think a Protestant wrote this article. What do you think, Ruben? Nonetheless, guess what? He's not the only person that said this. There's a Catholic priest, Father Orsi from Tampa, Florida, or Naples, Florida. He's saying the same thing.
Mm.
He's saying the same thing as this Protestant. He's saying the devil is using the Democrat Party to destroy America. So we have both Catholic leaders and Protestant leaders admitting this, something that I believe is quite... And also Father Chad Ripperger, he's got a 2-minute 47 video, where he just doesn't mention Democrat. He says, come on, let's quit playing games. There's one party destroying this country. And then he goes on to say all the things that they're doing. He's talking about the Democrats. Ruben, the fact is, it's so obvious right now. The lines are so clear right now. We know which party is in a Weaver stance or an isosceles stance, and they're firing rounds at us right at our heart. It's very obvious which party it is, Ruben.
There's no question. It's, you know, I guess some people are saying that they took out God out of the Pledge of Allegiance during the DNC. Now they're pushing back, saying, no, we said it, but they had other groups like the LGBTQ and some other parties that affiliated with them that took it out. So they're Luciferians that are for them. That's all you have to do is look who supports them, and you'll know where they stand, you know.
Ruben, yeah, who are their friends of the Democrat Party? Satanist, witches, Planned Parenthood, socialist, communist, Black Lives Matter,
Antifa,
anarchist. Mm-hmm. Antifa,
right.
Occupy Wall Street. I mean, virtually every person that's an enemy of Christ and an enemy of the Catholic Church for 2,000 years is friends of the Democrat Party. I mean, that's the resume.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm not sure if I got the same link up as you right now, but I've got something here that's talking about exposing dangerous delusions. The Democratic Party socialist economic initiatives are taking root, especially among millennials.
I got it.
All right.
Go ahead.
They're woefully uneducated on its tenets and the devastations it has brought hundreds of millions in history. They're seduced by lofty yet unrealistic promises and lured by the charismatic politicians, often going unchallenged by the sympathetic anti-Trump media. And so here are some of the current examples.
Ruben, let me say one reason why a lot of young people are anarchists right now.
Sure.
Okay. There's two reasons for it. One, there's actually a medical reason. Brain surgeons, you can read any brain surgeon on this. They'll tell you that the power to reason, the prefrontal cortex, doesn't fully develop till about the age of 21 to 24. That's where reason, thought, rationalism, the power to logically think, it doesn't really form till the early 20s. And so that's kind of on a medical level. The second reason you're seeing so many young people involved in this, they don't know their faith. They don't have, whether they're Catholics or Protestants, they're not rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ, so they have a malformed conscience. Notice the word I said, malformed. And like a lot of, again, a lot of even clergy have malformed consciences, but even more so these young people. So it's easy for them to be like little rats and, you know, the Pied Piper of Hamilton, for somebody that has a strong message of entitlement to delude them to believing, yeah, you're entitled to this. Yeah, you deserve this. They're like little rats dancing to the Democrat flute. That's my take.
Mm. You're right, Jess. That's a good way to put it. this new Green Deal, full employment, if you dislike your job, you depart, and the government gets you another, you cannot be fired. They want all this free health care, free tuition for school, K through college. They want all these things handed to you, you know, affordable housing and rent control, inability to be evicted. This, they think this will fix climate problems and income inequalities. They promise this.
Let's examine what you just said there. Okay. Notice everything that these anarchists want. You look at it, it's a violation of the seventh commandment. Thou shalt not steal. When you want something without, by force or by fear or by intimidation, like that's the way they're trying to apprehend it, that's called stealing or robbery. Everything that you see, Reuben, is based on the violation of the seventh commandment and also based on the violation of the tenth commandment. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. These anarchists that we're looking at, the seventh and tenth commandment are raging in their passions and their emotions. I want, give me, I deserve. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, when you look at all the wars that have ever been fought in the world, it really is because people and nations covet something that doesn't belong to them. I'm stronger. I got a bigger army. I can take it from you. So what we see on a macro level, world wars, we're seeing it play out right here in our country on a micro level with these anarchists. The seventh commandment and the tenth commandment, I want it. I can't afford it, but I've got power. I'm going to take it. That's what we have happening right now with everything you just said.
And this this New York congresswoman who's gaining so much popularity and following is this AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's that new party star. She's went on 60 Minutes saying she was a radical. She has no qualms about it. She advocated for free health care for everyone and a proposed top tax rate of 70%, like the UK. It's actually 45%, but Finland and Sweden, minuscule and easily manageable populations of 5 and 10 million compared to our 350 million. She is lost right now, and she needs serious prayer. I would imagine, Jess, she's Hispanic, party Puerto Rican.
Fallen away Catholic, I'm guessing.
I would say so.
Or a non-practicing Catholic, either one.
Yeah. And you know, you posted something on social media where they had the picture of an inverted star, and it said the number two, and then a picture of the United States. You want to explain what you saw in that picture?
Yeah, the Democrat logo that they're using, when you look at the way that shape of that five-pointed star, I know there's five-pointed stars in the flag and stuff, but when you look at the shape of this one, and then you look at the way the symbol of Satan, the five-pointed star, the way that's shaped, basically, it's a template. Now, is it a coincidence? Maybe it's a coincidence that it's the exact template of the five-pointed star used by Satanists in the Church of Satan. But the reason I think to me it's a dog whistle, Ruben.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically dog whistling Satanists, witches, occultists, letting them know, hey, we got your back.
Right.
Okay, keep up the curses against the president. Keep on hexing him. Keep on doing your incantations against him and your malefices, and we got your back. That's what I believe. I believe that Satanism has actually made inroads into the Democrat Party.
Yeah. They're all about subliminal messages, Jesse.
The
pedophilia
bingo
stuff going on. It's loaded with subliminal messages, and those who are in that game, they know to find
those. They know the messaging,
know.
Ruben.
Yep. All right, we'll be right back. Don't change that dial.
Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, we are back. Two-man car, 10-8, and we're talking about the Democratic Party and their alliance with, well, the Democratic Party and the devil. They're working together to destroy America.
Ruben, let's go through the 21 Democrat Party positions so we could just let people know what we're up against. I just want to mention that tonight I'm speaking at a Mormon church here in Phoenix, Arizona. The Mormons are inviting me to teach them how to vote, how to form their conscience so that all Mormons can vote for President Trump. No. They know I'm Catholic. They saw my book. They want me to come, and they're going to fill their, this is Mormon country out here in Arizona. So I'm not going to do the Catholic, Mormon thing. I'm going to just talk about these issues here because that's what they want me to talk about. They don't want me to.
Sure.
They know I have an apologetics bent to me, but they said, please don't talk about that. Just teach us how to vote properly and why we should vote for Trump. So.
Okay.
It'll be hard to bite. I'm going to be biting my lip, Ruben, hey, I'm going to respect them. I'm in their sanctuary, and they invited me for a specific reason, not for Catholic Mormon apologetics.
Awesome. Okay. But maybe deep down they want to convert you. Maybe they're going to have people baptizing themselves for you.
Ruben. Yeah, right.
They're going to box you up a gift that might be, those underwear that they wear.
That's right. So that I could be jinxed, right? And I'll become Mormon in a year. So what are the 21 areas that the Democrat Party reveals that this is a party that's going to, that's a party of communism and socialism? Here's the first one. They want to radically redistribute wealth. That's exactly what happens in socialist and communist countries, and that's what they want to do here. Ruben?
They want to take other people's money, and you can't tax a country into wealth. You just can't. You're eventually going to run out of...
Because the wealthy people are going to move out, Ruben. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah, eventually you're going to run...
The uber wealthy, they're gone if you start doing this.
You're going to always run out of other people's money eventually,
Yeah, that's right.
Number two, aggressive climate change initiatives. Climate change, it's not something that's set in stone. This climate change, most people on the right don't even believe in it. So I'm not a proponent of it. In my opinion, it's like evolution. It's a theory. So
that's their bingo. Good analysis. To me, it's fake science. It's politicized and. Here's the end game with all the climate change, global warming people. Here's what it is. Here's what they want to do, Ruben. They want to bake this into our minds and into academia and into our culture so strong that we say, yeah, that's right. We are destroying the earth as a result of too much carbon emissions. So what's the solution? Oh, I know what the solution is. We need less people on planet Earth. That's what, and we'll reduce our carbon footprint. So we need less babies. How do we? Hey, abortion. Yep. All right. Yeah. How about people that aren't really paying taxes anymore? Old people. Euthanasia. Yeah. Ruben, this is just going to continue to perpetuate the evils against the firstborn or the newborn and the longborn. And this way they can justify this continued killing of innocent people at both ends of the spectrum. Why? Because we have to reduce our carbon footprint because that planet Earth is getting sick.
Yeah, they also receive billions of dollars and funding for this. So who knows where that money really goes? Pay for their nefarious activity. That's my opinion,
Ruben. But and also, who's giving these global warming people all this money, okay? Population control people.
Yeah.
George Soros, Bill Gates, and a few others.
Yeah.
People that want to reduce the population on planet Earth, and these guys are uber billionaires, they're the ones that fund the fake science behind this because they have, you know, I guess they think that somebody died and made them God, that they determine how many people should live in the planet.
Yeah. Number three, complete takeover of healthcare by federal government plus inclusion of all illegal immigrants.
Four, open immigration policy with full acceptance of all children and relatives. No border walls, entrance entrance requirements, e-verify or penalties for refusing deportations, disregarding the rule of law and full support for sanctuary cities, neglecting national security, and allowing George Soros-funded anarchy to crash our immigration system.
Sheesh. Number five, government control over corporate profits.
That's the definition of socialism right there. Six, progressive taxes on the upper middle class and above. That's us, Ruben.
Yeah.
They want to tax us to death as if we're already not being taxed enough. Especially you guys in California.
It's going to hurt the middle class. There won't be a middle class anymore. Legalization of recreational marijuana, of course.
Yeah, I wrote a book on that. If you want to see why pot is wrong, go to my website, jesseromero.com. It's called 50 Questions and Answers on Why Marijuana is Dangerous, Why It's Wrong. Ruben forwarded the book. Ruben worked in narcotics for 8 years. He knows a lot about this topic. I come at it from a biblical, philosophical, Catholic point of view, but I also got some medical statistics as well. Point number eight. Implementation of comprehensive LGBTQ agenda, including indoctrination of children in schools, transgender initiatives, gender reassignment surgery. I can't believe I'm pinching myself, Ruben. I'm saying this planet Earth.
Yeah.
And removal of any sexual discrimination in the workplace and schools, disregarding conscious objections. Welcome to, you know, the beginnings of communism.
Yeah. And, you know, they're trying to pass a bill right now that it's saying something like if you're like 8 year olds, they go in there and the teacher asks them, hey, how are you feeling? Well, you know, if they have thoughts of, you know, would you rather be a girl and he's a little boy? OK, well, boom, they start putting him on some hormone blockers and without the parents' knowledge. This is what they're trying to shove down our throats. What does an 8 year old know about what he wants? You know, so. Got to pray about that. Taxpayer, number nine, taxpayer abortion on demand until birth with full funding of Planned Parenthood. Demonic.
10, major defense spending cuts with money redistributed to entitlements. Yeah, that's what we need. When all the communist countries are ginning up their armies, that's what we need, Ruben, is less, you know, less money for the military.
That's what Obama did. He, you know, cut military. This president has brought it, strengthened our military. Number 11, comprehensive gun control. Goodness gracious, you know, like the bad
Arizona,
guys.
Texas won't like that, and I'll tell you that. 12, liberal, not originalist justice on the Supreme Court and federal courts.
Alignment and support for radical feminist agenda and marches.
By the way, that's how the left has been destroying marriage and family and fatherhood, is by the, again, just the whole radical feminist agenda movement. Number 14. Increased censorship of hateful conservative thought on social media. Ruben, we would fall under that. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. And then they're going to censor, you know, the priest from the pulpit as well. You know, so that's going to be hate speech. The gospel is going to be hate speech.
Basically. And we'll literally be in holy mass in people's backyards underground.
Oh.
Just like, you know, what was that famous Saint Elizabeth? She was crushed to death.
Oh, yeah,
by
I know who you're talking about. In England.
In England, and many others like St. Edmund Campion, many people. Again, we're just killed trying to run the undercover Catholic churches.
Right. And 15, liberalized voting standards to include fraudulent practices and everyone the party deems as disenfranchised.
16, partnership with Palestinian terrorists. Okay, that's what it means. Not Palestinian Christians, Palestinian terrorists.
Yep. 17, alignment with United Nations and European Union transnational initiatives from promoting the one world globalism rather than nationalism with international cooperation.
That's welcome to the Antichrist.
That's
if that happens, guess what? That sets the world stage for the Antichrist. That's all the Antichrist is waiting for a one world global government. That's exactly what ushers in the man of perdition before the end of time. Number 18. Euthanasia, physician-assisted suicide. Yeah, that's being ran by the Democrats from one state to another.
19, taxpayer-funded childcare and college tuition.
Okay. I paid for every red cent, Ruben, going back to school, and I didn't get no grants or nothing. I just didn't feel nothing. I just paid as I went. One class, here's the check for $600. Here's a, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 20, elimination of the electoral college. Yeah, guess what? If they eliminate the electoral college, it basically California and New York, because they got the largest voting block.
Yeah.
They would dictate who's the president every 4 years, California and New York.
Yeah.
They're delegates.
This was set up for a reason. Our founding fathers set this up for a reason. And, you keep hearing Hillary saying how the election was stolen from her. We're getting 3 million more votes than Donald Trump. But he killed her in the Electoral College. Number 21, a reestablishing of Iranian nuclear deal alongside increased protection for Islamic rights in America and abroad at the expense of Israel's safety. So is this part of it too? Alignment with United Nations and European Union transnational initiatives promoting the one world global. Oh, I think that was from 17. Never mind.
Yeah, that was 17.
Okay.
Let me just mention one thing about the elimination of the Electoral College. This gives all 50 states an equal voice and who represents us in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
If we eliminate the Electoral College and we just go by popular vote, who will determine every election by popular vote? California and New York, because they have more people there.
Right.
And so the Electoral College was set up by our founding fathers to essentially to spread the wealth, or to spread the ability to determine who's going to govern this nation, instead of allowing just the most populated states to determine the president and vice president every 4 years.
I think it's ingenious. That was beautiful.
Oh yeah. Man, Ruben, it's absolutely. I mean, that was a divine spark by
so.
God. Whoever, you know, the Lord put this in somebody's mind.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you're hearing it, if you haven't heard this before, so this is the radical agenda of the Democratic Party, and they're in bed with Luciferians, with the Satanists, and this is not of God. All these things that they're pushing forward, this is not something that we as Catholic Christians could stand for. So especially the population control, that's way out there. And so we got to pray for these people. And pray for our president. Pray for the election, amen. this upcoming election. It's going to be huge.
Let's pray that we defeat Joe Biden. He's a fake Catholic, because the vote for Joe Biden is a vote for the party of the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've demonstrated with these 21 party platforms. This is the party of the Antichrist, the party that hates Christ. Joe Biden's the fake Catholic, and we have to defeat him. And we got to pray for our president and his administration. Because this is the only thing, Ruben, that's going to keep us from being swallowed up by socialism and communism.
Yeah. God bless you. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be praying for you. You pray for us. We're going to hand the baton off to Gary Mashuda, Hands-On Apologetics. So keep the faith. Pray your rosary. 54-day novena going on. God bless you. We're out.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.